what we asked for, Greg, was for them to issue a report and look into the problems that we're encountering regarding the ongoing salmon ban and the closure of areas 6A. And I have to say we're very encouraged by the response in the main by the deputies and the senators present.
This, in the wider scale of the fishing industry, to appease concerns and to meet your requirements, wouldn't affect that much, would it?
In our opinion, no. And I think that you know, the goodwill of the deputies and senators present seem to be of the same opinion. But, you know, there's obviously hurdles that have to be crossed, and it's just another step, I suppose, a step in the right direction as far as I'm concerned today. It was a very productive meeting. I think the delegation presented themselves in a very professional manner, and I have to say that all in all, we're very positive about the outcome, the possible outcomes from today's meeting.
And it was also pointed out today, which is quite important, the role fishermen themselves have in the decision-making process. Do you think perhaps the actual man in the boat, so to speak, has been underrepresented heretofore?
That's a point, Greg, that we've been making continuously since, particularly the salmon ban in 2006. As fishermen, we never agreed with the statistics that the scientists were giving out. We didn't agree with them at the time, and we don't agree with them at the moment. What we try to impress upon the committee today was that they should use the salmon, use the fishermen to their benefit, use their experience, use their know-how, and what we suggested was to have a pilot scheme where we would liaise with the IM observers, our scientists, our government officials, use us as their science, and then after a period of time, if they can suggest to us or prove to us that the stocks are under severe pressure, well then, as we said today, listen, we'll pack up our bags and go away. But I firmly believe, and most of the fishermen around the coast, which represents all the islands, would say that the salmon seem to be making a quite healthy recovery, but there's no facts and figures out there to back that up. Since the ban, they're taking most of their data from outdated sources, as far as we're concerned. So what we're doing is maybe giving an opportunity to explore this avenue, and hopefully it's something that might look into.
And finally, we know that many boats are tied up. People have lost their livelihoods. Many people have emigrated. After today's meeting, are you hopeful that some resolution can be found to at least stop that happening?
Well, we're always hopeful. I mean, we've been carrying this fight for 6 years. It's got to a critical stage, Greg, where we've lost so many of you know, good young fishermen, which is a knock-on effect not only on island life and you know, population of the island, but it also has a knock-on effect in the lifeboat, for example, which we're very proud of, and we've lost some fantastic members to immigration, and we believe that, you know, what we're asking for is very reasonable, and with a reasonable request, we believe that a lot of these young men, these excellent young men that are not only excellent young fishermen, but also excellent young lifeboat men would have the afforded the opportunity to stay at home, and it's a win-win situation as far as I'm concerned.